This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on way to attend the 4th annual Quad Leader Summit at Wilmington in Delaware. Members of the Quad group are expected to discuss a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies. Mr. Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with President Joe Biden and other leaders of the Quad grouping. Prior to his departure to US this morning, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to joining his colleagues for the Quad summit. He said the forum has emerged as a key group of like-minded countries to work for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that this meeting with President Biden will allow India and US to review and identify new pathways to further deepen comprehensive global strategic partnership. Later, Prime Minister Modi will travel to New York, where he will interact with the Indian community and meet top executives of leading US-based companies. On the final day of his visit, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader Aatishi will take oath as Chief Minister of Delhi today. The swearing-in ceremony will take place at the Raj Niwas, where Delhi LG V.K. Saxena will administer the oath to Aatishi and a council of ministers. Campaigning has intensified with the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. In this phase, 26 constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address 5 election rallies in Poonch, Rajouri and Jammu districts today. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah is scheduled to hold rallies at Naushera and Majalta in Udhampur East constituency. Senior BJP leaders J.P. Nadda and Rajnath Singh will also address rallies in coming days. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and NCP leader Dr. Farooq Abdullah will address election rallies on Monday. The Election Commission of India has said that 61.38% voter turnout was recorded in the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir held on Wednesday. The commission said this is the highest voter turnout in Jammu and Kashmir in the last 35 years. Voting for the presidential elections in Sri Lanka is underway. Over 17 million voters are eligible to exercise the franchise to elect the 9th executive president. Voting commenced at 7 a.m. at over 13,400 polling centers and will go on till 4:30 p.m. Counting of votes will start later in the evening. Incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe and opposition leader Sajit Premadasa cast the votes earlier this morning. India and Brazil have reviewed the existing collaboration in the energy sector and mutually beneficial relationship in bilateral trade and cooperation in sustainable fuels, particularly biofuels. This was stated in a joint statement issued after the meeting between Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri and Brazilian Minister of Mines and Energy Alexandre Silveira. Mr. Puri is on a 3-day visit to Brazil since Thursday. In cricket, India have taken an overall lead of 432 runs against Bangladesh till lunch on the third day of the Chennai Test today. The hosts were 205 for 3 with overnight batsmen Rishabh Pant and Shubman Gill on the crease. Earlier yesterday, India bowled out Bangladesh for a paltry 149, taking a first innings lead of 227 runs. In the first innings, India scored 376 runs with the help of 113 runs by R. Ashwin and 86 runs by Ravindra Jadeja. The United Nations has allocated $2 million to support the Vietnamese government's humanitarian response following widespread damage inflicted by Typhoon Yagi. The funding will focus on providing emergency shelter and water, sanitation and hygiene assistance, particularly targeting communities with pre-existing vulnerabilities. Typhoon Yagi hit Vietnam on the 7th of this month, taking over 290 lives and damaging 237,000 homes. Nearly 3 million people have been affected by the disaster. And that is the end of this news bulletin.